PWDA News, January, Issue 1. A message from the President. Would you like to work at People with Disability Australia? Application deadlines for sessional trainers and a Queen Bee and Advocate are coming up next week. PWDA is a proud employer of people with disability, and people with disability are strongly encouraged to apply for these positions. Find out more below and on our website. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. The big news on everyone's minds at the moment is the bushfire emergency. People with disability face unique challenges in disaster situations, from inaccessible public announcements and evacuation centres to the difficulty of transporting vital equipment. Inclusion needs to start long before the emergency arises, with planning and preparation from individuals and relief organisations. Collaborating for Inclusion have resources on emergency preparedness for people with disability and chronic conditions. We've linked that and various useful sites and accessible publications in our Bushfire and Emergency Information blog post. We'll keep updating as we go along. If you come across something we should include in the post, please let us know. In other news, we are co-hosting a DPO networking event with the Sydney Southeast Asia Centre on Wednesday, 22nd of January. Our CEO, Jeff Smith, will be speaking alongside members of the delegation from Indonesia, and the event will also feature a Balinese dance performance. Connect with people with disability. Spread the word about your disability-related product or service. Click here to find out more about purchasing ad space in PWDA newsletters. Have your say. SANE Australia's National Stigma Report Card will examine for the first time how Australians living with complex mental illness experience a range of issues across a comprehensive domain criterion, including housing, education, employment, health services, and media representations, to help drive positive change. A National Stigma Report Card will be created from a comprehensive survey of 7,000 Australians living with complex mental illness about the experiences of their journey. This is the largest survey of its kind conducted in Australia to date. Click through to find out more and take the survey. Children and Young People with Disability Australia are also conducting a survey about the experiences of young people with disability after school and would like to hear from young people with disabilities who are over the age of 15 about their post-school transitions. If you would like to complete the survey, you can find it here. The Disability Royal Commission is looking for responses to their issue paper on group homes until 28th of February 2020. You can find out how to send in your thoughts on the Royal Commission website. The Productivity Commission draft report on mental health is also available for feedback. It makes a number of significant recommendations, including on the NDIS and the need for stable housing for people with psychosocial disability. You are invited to examine the draft report and make written submissions by Thursday, 23rd of January 2020. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-929. Opportunities. People with Disability Australia is hiring for the following positions. Full-time advocate, based in Queanbeyan, apply by 14th of January. Contract trainers, intermittent work, travelling across New South Wales and or Queensland, apply by 13th of January. Senior policy officers, full-time and part-time, based in Sydney, apply by 20th of January. PWDA is a proud employer of people with disability, and people with disability are strongly encouraged to apply for these positions. Find out more on our website. ABC Regional is seeking to champion emerging voices in the disability community in rural and regional Australia. They are looking for two people with disability to spend 3 months working in an ABC Regional station, developing your ability to create high-quality, compelling content for a variety of ABC platforms based on your own content idea. You will be supported with a bespoke mentoring experience based on location, needs and goals. Find out more from ABC Careers. Applications close 2nd of February. Intopia helps create apps and technology that are accessible to as many people as possible by connecting businesses to people with disability who use assistive technology. Intopia are looking for people with disability to give feedback on accessibility of online systems, apps, and information. Participants will be paid for their time, and transport costs for up to $50 each way will be covered with receipts. Click here to register. Rebuilding Tomorrow is an anthology of post-apocalyptic fiction with a focus on disabled characters. Submissions are open through January and accepted authors will be paid 8 cents per word USD. Find out more from 12th Planet Press. Community announcements. New South Wales Health recently made a set of resources to enhance access to end-of-life and palliative care information for multicultural communities and people with disability, with input from organisations from our sector. These include easy read resources and Auslan videos. Julian's Key is a patient-slash-carer-controlled communication tool designed to improve communication and empower people with disability, their families and carers, to be more involved in their healthcare. It's being trialled in Logan and Ipswich hospitals until August 2020. Find out more from Queensland Health. Women with Disability Victoria have released a series of videos called Do Your Thing. These are a series of short vignettes celebrating a diverse group of women with disabilities across Victoria, focusing on their work, passions and connection with community. One in Five podcast explores some of the most complex issues facing people with disability today, gives voice to people with disability, and asks about their experiences with employment, housing, the law, supporting families, and early intervention. A range of experts, including people with disability, researchers, and people working in the sectors, talk about what we can do to improve the lives of people with disability. Latest disability news from SBS News. What it's like to experience a bushfire evacuation while living with a disability. From Canberra Times, isolation and missed appointments due to NDIS transport ruling. Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. That's the end of the newsletter. As always, we can be found online at pwd.org.au, on Twitter as @PWDAustralia, and on Facebook as PWD.Australia, and on Instagram as PWDAustralia. Thanks for listening.